listen to me very closely. When I saw, I'm gonna put it in your terms. When I saw 1,000 and then 10,000 and then 100,000 and then 500,000, all I could think of is Meek. Meek said, it's levels to this stuff. I said, it's grown folk in here, so I said stuff. Because you're like, Eric, that's not what it says. Right? Listen to me, it's levels. And so the first level to success in the classroom, the first level to success in school, the first level to success in sports, the first level to success in life. Listen to me, the very first level is you seeing it. Like it's clear to you. Like you know exactly what you want. You know exactly when you want it. Listen to me. You know exactly what it tastes like. You know what it looks like. You know what it smells like. Like before you really blow up and you get success, like you literally have it in the palm of your hand without having it. I can't explain it to you guys. It's crazy. But when the video was blowing up, long before I started doing first class, I could feel it. Long before the money came in, I could feel like this is it. No, I'm not. I'm serious, guys. You got to know what it looks like, tastes like, feel like. Because you don't, you're going to compromise. And the thing I love about Kobe Bryant, at 18 years old, Kobe knew what it looked like. Kobe knew what it tastes like. Kobe knew what it felt like. And at 18 years old, Kobe said to the NBA, I ain't playing for them. You 18 years old. You're about to make millions. How do you have the audacity to tell me you ain't going to play for the Charlotte Bobcats back in the day, the Hornets? He said, why? Because I know what it looked like, and that ain't what it looked like. As a kid, when I saw myself playing, what does your dream look like? What does it smell like? What does it taste like? Kobe said, when I dreamed of going to the NBA, it looked like gold. It looked like multiple championships. It looked like magic. It looked like Wilt Chamberlain. That's what my dream looked like. And guess what happened? 18 years old, they traded my man from the box. And can I tell you something? Kobe was smart. That's back in the day, and Kobe knew I can't play for them. It ain't nothing changed. Kobe knew exactly. Kobe would have probably had zero championships right now fooling with the Bobcats. He knew. What did he know? He knew he wanted to be a champion. That organization didn't match his values. When I told you values, you think I'm playing. The reason why Kobe went where he went, because he knew that the Lakers, in terms of their value system, he knew that the Lakers were committed to winning championship. They will pay whatever it takes. They'll bring in whatever coach. They'll bring in whatever player. They'll do whatever it takes to be champions. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? What does it look like? Because if you don't know what it looked like, don't expect me. People call me all the time. E.T., I know what you've been through, bruh. I know you feeling me, bruh. I know you from the D like I'm from the D. You dropped out like I dropped out. I know you feeling me, E, I need $5,000 to get this thing off the, I said, what? You need how much? Who gave me $5,000 when I was at Michigan State doing my program? I didn't have no budget, but I didn't need a budget. I had a dream. I didn't need no help. The president never came and said to me, E.T., we're going to help your program for this institution blow up. The president never came, and I never quit. I never gave up. Why? Because it wasn't her dream in the first place to take care of a group of kids from the D. It was my dream. It was my goal. I don't expect you to believe in my dream like I believe in my dream. And the problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. It's yours. I don't owe you a dime. It's your dream. If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind. If you want it to happen, you're going to have to do what I do, and that's get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. If you want it to happen, that means you're going to have to get home at 2:15 and get your butt up at 5 so you can get to Detroit by 6. That means you're going to have to speak to the Chiefs, and you're going to have to act like you got all the energy in the world. Why? Because this is my time. This is my moment. Tomorrow. Ain't no such thing as tomorrow. We only got today. And I ain't put my dream on nobody else, and I don't care what nobody think about my doggone dream. This ain't American Idol. I ain't got to put my dream before you. I don't need you to make my dream become a reality. I got a wife that's counting on me. I got a son that's counting on me. I got a daughter that's counting on me. And my dream is going to allow them to live the way they want to live. What's your dream? Do you know it?